8:04 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program, KXFM. And the Bluebell Foundation does important work. And we are so glad that we have Pamela Knutson here with us. They have the 7th annual Cat's Meow Champagne Brunch coming up. It's a fundraiser. Pamela, thank you for being here this morning.
Well, good morning, Ed. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Absolute pleasure. We've already been talking we haven't shut up for the last 15 minutes off air. And I absolutely love the work the Bluebell Foundation does.
Thank you so much.
Can I say meow to that now?
Please say meow. a dog man saying meow. I love it.
I love all pets. You lean toward the cats, and the Bluebell Foundation is cats. Tell us what they do.
The Bluebell Foundation for Cats is a forever home for cats who typically outlive their human companions. So it's an alternative place for cats to live if something happens to their human companion, their pet parent.
Right.
Typically, it's hospice care, passing, some major life altering circumstance where they can no longer care for their beloved cat.
Right.
They can place their cat at Bluebell. Usually, it can be done through a trust or a will or an agreement of other sorts. And the cat lives there forever. It's a true sanctuary.
It's a home.
It's a home. It's a forever home.
Imagine the separation anxiety that the cat must feel.
Absolutely.
When losing a life partner in a human.
Oh, some come very traumatized, and we have volunteers that work with them to bring them out of their shells and to make them feel welcome. And others kind of show up and just go, hey, this is cool, man. I got all kinds of new friends to meet. And this is, I live in the canyon and this is kind of neat. But many do come and they're shocked. They miss their human companion and like a person.
Right.
They're grieving, they're sad, they're depressed. So we work with them.
Well, that's so sweet. And the Bluebell also takes care of all of their medical needs, medical costs.
Absolutely.
Which I imagine mount substantially, especially in older cats.
Yes, that's a good point. Most of our cats come to us and they are senior cats. Right. And, they might be 7, 8, 9, 10. They might be older. And as like humans, as we age, we start having issues, whether it be some cats get cancer, pancreatitis, stomatitis, renal failure. And we give them the most wonderful palliative care up to the end. When they first are diagnosed, we care for them the best we can. Until they pass away.
Right.
And as Susan Hamill, the director, says, once a Bluebell kitty, always a Bluebell kitty. So even when they go on to kitty heaven, we keep them at Bluebell in their little boxes, their ashes.
Oh.
So we have a beautiful armoire full of all of our past kitty cats.
Wow.
All of our kitty angels.
If I didn't love you before this interview, I absolutely love you and your staff right now. I'm not even kidding. That is absolutely...
It's a wonderful organization.
Yeah. Now, it's impossible not to become attached to these cats. So you are constantly feeling the agony of losing a pet, really.
Yeah.
Personally, right?
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm a volunteer, so I'm not there all the time.
Right.
I handle their community outreach, event planning. But when I started off, I was a cat cuddler. So I would, once a week, as a lot of volunteers, we have a rotating schedule of volunteers that go to the cottage and just hang out with the cats and give them love as their human companion did. So we give them a home-like atmosphere. Right. So that's how I started. And there have been a few that I absolutely connected with and loved, and when they passed, it was heartbreaking. There's been a lot of other ones who I adore, don't have quite the attachment, but it's still, you hear somebody passed away, and it's like, oh, Angelo.
Right.
Yeah, and you do get a little tear in your eye, and but the joy is there's always new ones that come in. We make new friends. We provide a beautiful, wonderful forever home for new kitties all the time.
Right.
Like rotating schedule.
It is such a great alternative. Not here in our Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, which is a no-kill shelter, but it's such a great alternative to shelters that aren't like that, shelters that are kill shelters, for a cat to end up in one of those, and who knows how they may end up.
And who knows if they even get adopted.
Right.
Which, I would like to say, the purpose of the fundraiser is to support our community cat fund. And what that fund does is it allows us to take cats from the local shelters that are unadoptable. Because many cats are placed, and as we talked earlier, Ed, a lot of people want the kittens.
Right.
They don't want the 5-year-old, the 10-year-old cat, and the poor, animal sits there in a cage.
Right.
So we will take, without any kind of financial support, those kind of animals or folks that want to place their cats, but they're just in financial hardship.
Right.
So that's what this fundraiser does, is fund that particular account we have.
My listeners know I have a soft spot for senior pets especially, yes. And there's nothing greater than a senior pet. And senior cats, just like senior dogs, get passed up in shelters all the time.
They do.
And they're magnificent animals. They're already house trained.
Yep.
And they're so receptive to love when you bring them in.
Oh, so, they are. They're so grateful.
They really are.
And they still, I'm sure with puppies and or dogs and cats, even though they're older, they still have puppy and kitten-like qualities.
Right.
So you get the best of both worlds. Great.
Let's tell everybody again, it's the 7th annual Cats Meow Champagne Brunch and Fundraiser, Sunday, March 22nd. It's at 777, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. How do people find you?
They find us. Our website is the best place. It's bluebellcats.org.
Okay.
Bluebellcats.org, and you can purchase tickets on the website.
Okay.
Or you can send in a check made payable to the Blue Bell Foundation for Cats.
Okay.
And we hope to see a lot of the community out there. It's a really fun event. A lot of folks attend because they're supporting our event, right, or our organization, but they also just have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's low pressure. It's great for networking, hanging out, talking amongst cat people, animal people. We have a silent auction, and the event's kind of morphed into cats and art. We have a lot of local artists that donate their beautiful work,
right,
for a silent auction. So we support the arts community.
That's fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
And is a lot of the artwork cat involved? Is it cat themed?
Some of it's cat themed, some of it's not.
Right.
Because even like me, I love cats, but I don't necessarily decorate my home with cats.
Right.
Some people do.
Some people do, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but it's across the board. We might have paintings of gorgeous Laguna Beach landscapes, pet portraits. It's cats centric, but not completely. So there's something for everybody.
Okay, that sounds like a great day. Do we get to meet any of the cats?
Unfortunately not. No, because, you know, animals, especially cats, are very sensitive. And for us to take them out of their environment and bring them into, say,
Here, I'm taking my cats to 777.
Yeah, for a champagne brunch where there's maybe going to be 150 people, it would just traumatize
them. Stupid idea, Ed.
But no, it's not. Some cats can do it.
Right.
Some cats, you put them on a leash and a harness and they can do it.
I see a lady walking her cat on a regular basis over here on Bluebird.
I've seen it too.
I've seen her crossing.
It's possible. It's just not the norm.
Yeah. Now, if I were to go onto your cell phone right now, how many photographs of cats would I find in those first 20? Let's say I looked over the first 20 pictures on your phone. How many pictures of cats are there?
First 20. Oh, God. Probably at least 10.
Yeah. See?
Overall, probably thousands.
And tell me about your personal first cat. Do you remember your first cat?
I do. Okay. I was about 3 years old. I have a vision of a photograph, and I thought her name was Fluffy.
Right.
I thought her name was Tabby. My mom said no, her name was Fluffy. But anyway, a little Fluffy. I think it was an orange kitty, but 3 years old.
Okay.
I was grooming to be a cat lady that I am now. I've had two or three cats in my household for my whole entire adult life. I'm sadly down to one now. I just recently lost one of my babies to cancer in December. But
I'm sorry.
But there's room for more.
Right. There's always room in your house and in your heart, it appears.
Absolutely.
Now, I want our listeners to know she is by no means like the crazy cat lady on The Simpsons here. You're not chasing people down the street throwing cats at them. She's doing good stuff for cats here.
No, passionate, crazy, that kind of kooky, crazy passion.
So we're speaking with Pamela Knutson, Bluebell Foundation, 7th annual Cats Meow Champagne Brunch fundraiser. Happens on Sunday, March 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have you back to remind people about this before the event happens again. Again, adults, $70, kids 12 and under, $20. You go to bluebellcats.org for more information. Anything else you want to tell
us? Thank you. That's very good. You just did half my work for me. One more thing I'd like to say is we are pairing up with Catmosphere here in Laguna Beach.
Oh, I love them too.
The Cat Cafe. And they're holding something. It's their second annual writing contest. It's called Kit Lit.
Okay.
So people who are writers and want to write about cats can submit a short story. Right. And the winners will get to read their stories at the Cats Meow.
That's very cool.
So we truly support the arts here.
Yes.
It's a great combination, cats and art.
And I noticed when I had spoken to both of you, you return response in emails is like perfect.
I got to throw the little crazy in there, you know.
That's so cute. All right. Pamela Knutson, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed.
And once again, the seventh annual Cats Meow happens Sunday, March 22nd at 777. Bluebellcats.org is where you go. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Ed.